One of my all-time favorite movies is this movie called The Greatest Game Ever Played. And it's actually a movie about golf, which sounds boring. And before I watched the movie, I used to hate golf, but now I love golf because it got me into it. But it's this cool story about a caddy who ended up going on to win the 1913 US Open. I love this story. And because I'm into golf, every now and then I hear a story about a golfer that I think is interesting. And one that happened more recently is a story about a guy named John Rahm, and you might have heard of this story. So John Rahm, this actually happened last year, was in a golf tournament, and it was a 4-day tournament. 3 days in, he's destroying the competition. He's just smashing the guy who's in second place. It seems clear he's going to win, and he's only got one more day to play. And right as he's going through, and he's still doing super well, a guy comes up to him, one of the officials, and tells him, "You have COVID. You have to forfeit." And he ended up going like he it was a $1.7 million thing if you won, and he didn't get it, even though he really had put in the work to get it. And so, as expected, people lashed out on social media. They were getting all angry about it. And finally, Rahm responds about it. John Rahm responds, and unexpectedly, he responds very calmly. And he's very level-headed about it. He talks about how it was disappointing, but it's okay. He says that even though when other people are his fans are saying they're going to boycott watching PGA stuff, he says he's looking forward to watching the final day of the game with and supporting his fellow pl the players he played with. And so it got me thinking, would we react this way? Because I don't think I would. I'd be very upset at bare minimum to be taken out of a game, and I'd probably be blaming other people and lashing out. And yet, how many times do we get annoyed or angry during the day? How many, do we feel like we've been treated unfairly? And maybe we lash out, maybe we get in a big debate or an argument over it, or otherwise handle ourselves in an unwise manner. And seeing as how it's the middle of the week, how we've spent 2 to 3 days now at work and school, and we have two more to go. I think it's a good thing to think about how we handle ourselves around people. So, looking at an example of someone who did not handle themselves well in the case of what they might have thought was an unfair situation, Esther chapter 3, starting in verse 2, the story of Haman. Says, all the king's servants who were at the king's gate bowed down and paid homage to Haman, for so the king had commanded concerning him. But Mordecai neither bowed nor paid homage. And then the king's servants who were at the king's gate said to Mordecai, why are you transgressing to the king's command? Now when they had spoken daily to him, and he would not listen to them, they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's reason would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai neither bowed nor paid homage to him, Haman was filled with rage. So we see Haman has an immense amount of power, obviously, and he's tons of people are coming and paying homage to him and bowing down to him. And one guy doesn't do it. And he all of a sudden acts like nobody does, and he blows up about it. And he acts foolishly. And how does this turn out for Haman? Well, Esther 7 talks about how Haman ends up being hung on the gallows he planned to kill Mordecai on. So obviously, being careful about how we handle ourselves in a situation like that, or in a situation that we might find annoying or that might cause us to be angry, we need to be careful about that. And how did Christ handle himself in the face of unfair treatment? Well, he never lashed out, did he? He didn't put others down. He didn't blame others. He accepted such things that as they were God's will and moved on. Even in John chapter 18, when he's about to be taken away by those who would kill him, and Peter steps up to defend Jesus, Jesus said to him, it says in verse 18, put the sword into its sheath. The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it? And so, as an encouragement for the rest of the week, when we are treated unfairly, when we're annoyed, when we're angered, remember these examples, the good and the bad of it. And put your trust in God, as He is our comforter. I'll close tonight by reading a passage from Psalms chapter 40. Read verses 1 to 5. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. How blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust and has not turned to the proud, nor to those who lapse into falsehood. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders which you have done, and your thoughts towards us. There are none who compare with you. If I were to declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count.